WMFO Medford.
Yeah. I'm band called Fisher Zed at WMFO Medford. From 1980s, Going Deaf for a Living. Great track called So Long as the fifth song of the set. Before that, No Doubt from Return to Saturn CD, which it says here was in the year 2000, Simple Kind of Life. The Revivalists, just before that, 2015, brought us the CD called Men Amongst Mountains. Wish I Knew You. Always like that. Mudcrutch, Tom Petty's band before and during the Heartbreakers. 2016, they did another CD called 2, just the numeral 2, Dreams of Flying. Miss you forever, Tom Petty. I'll never get over that Tom Petty no longer lives among us. But we still have the music. Again, Mudcrutch featuring Tom Petty. And Will Daly, Brand New Noise to start that last set. Hey, circa 2018, just came out. The CD's called Golden Walker. And that's another one called He Better Be Alive at WMFO. All right, so it's 10:09 coming up on 10:10, which is what it does about 3 seconds from now. And let's see, 10:30, we have a special call-in happening when I'm going to debut a brand new single called, or from the Cast Irons. I don't want to tell you what it's called yet because it's called a tease. That's what it is. They have a brand new single, never been played anywhere before other than in the confines of their own studio. You know, very excited. Bob, the bass player, is going to call up, and maybe somebody else will call too on the other line, and we can have a little party line here. We'll see, but that's around 10:30 today. And right now, I have yet another new noise, local new noise. You know, Mike Fitz from Bad Marriage, sure you do. Well, Mike has a high school friend who is also in a band. Surprise, surprise. Not really. His name is Alex Doritis. Hope I'm pronouncing your last name correct, Alex. And he's got a band called If We Go At All. And what a great sound they have. They have a single out that they just put out. I just got it like 2 weeks ago. Just finished in Mike Fitz's Cujo, Studio Cujo. This one is just fantastic, and it is called Lights 1970. Brand new noise here at WMFO Medford.
Waiting on the waiting on the sign. anymore. I can't do my homework anymore.
All right. Get it. Get it.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
take the train to my job in the city. Squeeze into my cubicle, I'm sitting pretty. Not one happy face on the whole damn floor. I wonder what the hell I'm doing it for. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs. I take the same train to get home at night. Walk 10 blocks, up 5 flights. My kids are watching adult TV. My mother-in-law's visiting from Canarsie. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs. Hold me now, baby, I'm up for grabs. Squeeze me, my darling, I'm up for grabs. That mound of paper sits on my desk. I approach it like it's a hornet's nest. My boss marches in, he's such a sweaty thing. Then the goddamn phone begins to ring. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs. Get up, get dressed, do it all over again. Choo-choo train, go clickety-clack. My sleepy head stuck on an aching back. Sometimes it feels like my life is up for grabs.
WMFO, Medford. God, I love that song. It's such a great song. A guy named John Harrington, spelled just like it sounds. He put out an album called Shine, 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 that was called Up for Grabs. And John is the preferred guitarist for Steely Dan for all low these years. And that's a solo effort he put out that I since the first time I heard it, couldn't get out of my head. So that was my 5th song on the set. And just before that, oh my goodness, 2000, the year 2000 brought us Isolation Drills CD from Guided by Voices, Chasing Heather Crazy, right? Another earworm there. Our own Jay Giles Band from 1970, self-titled CD called Homework. Not a Surf just before that. 2012, The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy, they said on their CD. That's Looking Through. And the new noise was a band, a local band called If We Go At All, with a single called Lights 1970. That's recorded and produced by our friend Mike Fitz from Bad Marriage. In his studio, Cujo Recording Studio. And what a great track called Lights, 1970. Yeah, I got to say comma because you won't find it if you look it up and try to buy it, which I would encourage you to do. All right, so very soon we're going to have Bob the bass player from the Cast Irons and another special guest on the phone. The beginning of next set, I hope, to be able to debut the new song from the Cast Irons. But until then, I have another debut from a local artist called Lake Street Dive. That's the band. You know them well. And this is brand new from them, and it's called Dude. New. WMFO. Medford.
Allow me to introduce myself. Talk anymore. We
91.5 WMFO Medford.
She dreamed of a life, every day of her life. Spent all her time reading Newsday and Look, thinking about love and the lack of it. It's so hard to find, I can't keep track of it. Love and the lack of it, it's so hard to find.
WMFO Medford. Yeah, I know. It's one of those songs you think you heard before, but you never get to hear it. And who was it? That was Syd Straw, S-Y-D-S-T-R-A-W. What a wonderful performance. I first heard about that track when I lived in Brooklyn back in the late 90s. Love and the Lack of It from her War and Peace CD. I think it's out of print, man, but what a great track. It just explodes at the end and kills me every time. In a good way. And speaking of in a good way, the Beach Boys just before that from 1967's, wow, I was alive back then, Wild Honey CD, that was Darlin'. It's just so nice outside. I'm looking outside at the springiness, and I think Beach Boys, wonderful track there always. And Brand New Noise in that short set from our own Lake Street Dive from the new Free Yourself Up CD. That was Dude. And really, really interesting, funny lyrics in there. It's really pretty cool. All right. At 10:43, very excited because we're going to debut a brand new single from the Cast Irons. And on the phone, we have not one, but two people. Let me introduce them separately. First of all, we have Robert. I call him Bob the bass player from the Cast Irons. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very, very well. Thanks for calling.
No, it's a pleasure to be here, man.
All right, cool. And we have somebody else here, Chris Johnson from Mark Skin Radio. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Rangoon. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, well, I can't answer that. That's only for one person, and that's Dwayne, not me. So,
wow,
you guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're having some fun today. And Bob, you were nice enough to let me know that you've got a brand new recording that you had sent to me this morning to play, and it's called Something. Tell me a little bit about that track.
It's the first of, we went in and did a short recording session with the idea that to hopefully get something out to the Marsh Skin guys and also you to play and hopefully pump up the show this coming weekend.
Yep.
Or next weekend, I should say. And we just, we shot for getting a tune out to you guys and it all worked out. Everything fell into place and it all happened, as it went to plan, which was awesome.
It sure did, and I really appreciate you getting to me. It was like 1 a.m. or something. Thanks for doing that. And Chris, Bob mentioned Mark Skin Radio. That's your baby, isn't it?
It is. It is. Well, it's gotten a lot bigger than my baby, but we've been on the air for 6 years now. Yeah.
Well, babies will grow, you know.
It has. It has.
It
and,
has.
And you've been a part of it too, Mike, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and I've loved every second of it. So tell us about, there's a very exciting first live broadcast ever of the Cast Irons happening, I can't believe it, but a week from today. Tell us about that, Chris.
I know. We've been working on it for a while, and it started with you and with the Cast Irons appearing on your show, and the contact we made through you with the band, and Bob and Neil and Brian and Eric, and we got this idea. We got a bunch of ideas actually, but
yeah.
this one kind of fell together really quickly. We were able to get some support from a few different organizations, primarily the Medfield Cultural Council, Medfieldculture.org, and the Mass Cultural Council to help with some of the costs of putting the event together. And that made it possible for us to talk to Sam Copper and Locomote Media. And we're going to have the Gypsy Dancer bus there. The Freeform WBCN fans will remember, of course.
Fantastic.
The bus. And so we're excited to present our first live performance and broadcast event with the Cast Irons at the Zoll Gallery Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We tell people to get there a little earlier. We'll be on with the Cast Irons at 6.
Okay, and Bob.
It'll be an awesome time.
Yeah, Bob. Tell us about the Cast Irons a little bit, and how you guys are like staying calm when you know that Sam Copper is going to mix your audio and broadcast it for you next week.
I would say that we're just trying to we're keeping our eyes on the prize. We're trying to make sure that we're going to put on a good show and just and have it go off without a hitch and have everybody have a good time and just really. Just trying to keep our heads focused on that one little thing is being as best as we can for you know that show that night.
Okay. So this is for either one of you guys. So either people can show up at the Zulu Gallery. I'm not sure. Chris, you'll let us know if there's tickets or something. Or they can just go to markskinradio.com around 6 p.m. or anytime, and you're starting about 6 o'clock. But what if people want to go in person? Is that possible?
It is possible. We have a the room is a little bit limited in size, and if the weather cooperates, there's a beautiful deck outside and speakers outside. So even if for some crazy reason we end up with 5,000 people there, you'll be able to hang out downtown in Medfield and be able to hear the band as well, which is going to be kind of cool. Show up. Oh, that's all you got to do. We're asking a $5 voluntary donation at the door to help with some of our costs, but... it's basically a free event, and of course, anybody who can't come With the help of Sam Copper and the Gypsy Dancer, we will be broadcasting it direct and live, and we'll probably even be fooling around, as we often do on Wednesday Radio, before the show even starts. And a bunch of the MSR personalities are going to be there, and a bunch of our regular listeners are showing up. It's shaping up to be a nice party.
Absolutely. All right, so next week, May 12th, 6 p.m., markskinradio.com, with special guest, the Cast Irons, being broadcast live. And we have this debut here, drum roll, fake drum roll. Did that just cut me off when I did that? I don't think you can hear me anymore. Oh, I can't. Oh, it's the headphones only. Well, that's great. You could hear me just fine. Well, you don't know, before this, the computer crashed, and I was like going nuts just to get you guys on the phone. But anyway, so drum roll, we have a brand new track from the Cast Irons, just finished, mastered, recorded as of last night, and this one is called Something. Thank you guys so much for calling, and we'll see you next week. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Enjoy the Cast Irons, everybody. It's WMFO Medford.
From me, everything I knew, a hole you created that looks like you. You love to be cheated, and it's all you do.